This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, listen, I like to cut through the bullcrap. And so when I hear that people are touting certain health benefits with certain things, like drinking urine, I'm like, I feel like it's my mission to kind of set the record straight. This is what people are drinking. This is urine. It's not apple juice. I'm telling you right now. In fact, I'll prove to you guys that it's not apple juice, but this is urine. And I figured what I would do is drink it on air to show you guys how stupid it is. Right? And listen, I understand urotherapy is a science out there. I get that. I get that. In fact, I've talked about this on air a lot. I could tell when you pee in the shower because your feet are like super smooth. You know, there's something about urea and the compound in urine that seems to be beneficial for skin, but that doesn't mean you drink it. Now, these are some urine test strips. I'm going to first test the urine. So I'm going to kind of, I do not want to spill this. This is kind of hard to do while videotaping. So what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to test the urine. So we'll see kind of what's in it. I don't know if you guys, you know, ever like look at what's in it. Okay. And I don't really want this dripping all over the place, but I just dipped the urine. Okay. I'm going to let it sit for a couple minutes. Basically what these urinalysis test strips do is they test for, blood. They test for leukocytes, which is inflammatory cells, nitrites, which are a breakdown from bacteria that could be there. I really hope I don't have that. Glucose, sugar, protein in the urine. I'm looking right now. I got some blood in the urine. I'll show you. Oh, that's not good. This isn't even done cooking. You see the green on top? That means I may have blood in the urine. Oh, all right. Well, at least I'm not in menopause yet, right? Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. That's cooking. Yeah, it's cooking. So while that's cooking, yeah, see, apple juice wouldn't really do this. Okay. All right. And I keeping it real. Here's the thing also. I think it's disgusting to drink your urine and to taste it. But, you know how when we used to grow up, our parents would say that, you know, they had to walk uphill in the snow both ways or, you know, and I'll tell my medical students, look, I had to do 36-hour shifts, so I don't want to hear you guys complaining that you have to work 24 hours. And so, you know, the one thing I always heard growing up as a young physician or a medical student is my doctor forefathers and foremothers used to have to taste the urine, like actually drink the urine to see if you had diabetes. That's how we would tell if you were diabetic, because they would taste it, drink it. So, I mean, it's not going to kill you. And at least now I can technically say, yeah, I, you know, took one for the team. I'm getting like some texts in. I'll say hi to you guys in a second, though. This is important. Okay. So looking at my urinalysis test strip, I definitely got some blood in there, maybe some protein, no leukocytes. Thank heavens. And with blood, protein may come. And I think everything else looks pretty, pretty good on there. All right, so it's definitely urine sample. It's yellow. Why is it yellow? Why is urine yellow? Well, because there's a byproduct of heme. So when your blood, you know, oh, my God, I don't want to drink this. I really don't want to drink this. I'm stalling, people. I'm sorry, I'm stalling. But I'm teaching you something. When blood goes to the kidneys, because the kidneys have to filter, right, you could get some breakdown of heme. Also, certain vitamins, your vitamins will kind of be broken down, like riboflavin. That'll make it kind of neon. But, you know, realize what I'm holding right now is what my body doesn't want in its body. Okay? I mean, this is not supposed to go back in. This is my pee-pee. The reason why I pee-pee is because my body doesn't want this. It doesn't want the extra nutrients or what's in here. Well, it's 95% water. It's got minerals and vitamins, and, you know, I take some hormones, right? You know, because I'm perimenopausal. Oh my God, I can't believe I say that. Perimenopausal. I old. So it's got hormones there. So who knows? Maybe I, you know, I'll increase the cup size after drinking this. And then it's got skin cells. People always ask, is it sterile? Is urine sterile? Technically, in the beginning of your urine composition, it's pretty sterile. But then remember, it's got to go through a urethra. And a male's urethra, you know, there's a lot of, like, bacteria stuff that could kind of go in. And then a female urethra, even though it's shorter, you know, so it's not 100% sterile. So let me just get this over with. I got to get this over with, okay? So I'm going to – this is not a good idea, okay? Drinking your urine is disgusting. And it's not healthy, and I'm going to show you how stupid you look. I hope I don't throw up. Oh God, it's disgusting. Oh my God, it's disgusting. Hold on, oh my God. No, don't ever do that, okay? That was wrong, that was bad. Now my husband won't kiss me, this is my birthday weekend. Oh gosh. Oh my God. Okay, what did it taste like? It tasted chemically. There's an aftertaste. Did you guys see that movie with Jim Carrey, Tic Tac? I need a Tic Tac. Okay, that was disgusting. I got Diet Coke here. Hold on a second. I got to chase this down. That was disgusting as heck. Okay, that was disgusting. By the way, not as disgusting as amniotic fluid. I had a woman who was delivering a baby, and Dr. Wicker, my attending, came up asking me to give report. While I was talking, the bag broke. Because she was, like, in, like, rapid labor, and we didn't have time to break down the bed. So the amniotic fluid got into my mouth. It tasted kind of like the Pacific Ocean. I tasted salt. I tasted chemicals. And, oh, my God, there's an aftertaste. Please, oh, my God. Ugh, please don't drink your urine. It's really bad. It's really, really stupid. It's disgusting. Okay, so now, am I, like, glowing? Am I, like, healthier? Did I get all these health benefits from it? No, I don't think anything, no new cup size, nothing. So I'm going to, cut this, Facebook Live off now because I think I have to vomit. Please don't drink your urine. In terms of skin and dermatological benefits, urea may have some benefits, but, it's just don't drink it. Lord have mercy, don't drink it. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about, we got, Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving the White House and, but we have more news. I'm sorry, guys. This is disgusting. I can't. At least I'm off Facebook Live. Guys, don't do that. Never drink your urine. Never, never, never. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. You really can't undo that, man. Once you drink and taste it, you can't get that out of your mind. Oh, my gosh. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always call in with your questions and your comments. We got John on the line who wants to talk about vaccines. John, what's going on, man?
Hi, doctor. I appreciate the call. Thank you. So I wanted to touch base because it makes me angry to hear every time that anybody from the CDC or the FDA gets on to say, or whether it's the morning shows, they go, all these kids' vaccines are perfectly safe. They're perfectly safe. And it's ironic that all the drug companies have to put disclaimers at every drug they make for adults that there's problems with them and side effects. But when it comes to children's vaccines, they don't. So I ended up calling the CDC and the FDA, and the CDC gave me a complete runaround. They point fingers to everybody, but typical government organizations, they don't want to admit to anything. The FDA was very good and answered some of my questions. But the funny thing
what
was,
did they
I
answer?
Said, how
what
do you guys say
John,
there's no
John,
side effects to these?
Yeah. John,
the
you said, John, can you hear me? John, can you hear me?
Vaccines and all the side effects that coincide with them.
John, you said the FDA answered your questions. What questions did you ask them and what did they answer?
So I asked them, the first question I asked them is, how do you have someone on the radio or on TV stating these vaccines are safe when they're not? And they and like I said, the CDC went around 400 ways to Sunday to try to figure out who to blame or who to put it to. Oh, that's not my department. Whose department is it? Oh, that's this one's department. Get that. There's no person there. We don't make that decision. And gave me the complete runaround. So that was the first one. The second one is I wanted to know, because every drug company that does produce a drug for vaccines is held harmless, that was a law that President Reagan signed, so that the drug company or the doctor that administers it cannot be sued. And I said, because of that, there is no warning signs for these parents that are so-called giving these so-called good vaccines to the children and that are not being told there are side effects to them. And it was only the FDA that made it quite clear. They go, oh, John, we never say that because there's many side effects to these. But they never say it when they're on TV on the morning shows.
But why explain that before?
I'm a concerned parent.
Well, you know why.
And what's happening is, I said, this is the issue that we have, is you're telling me that whether my kid got vaccinated or not, that you're blaming us that all of a sudden there's an epidemic when my grandmother came in from Sicily, she had to get sent back into the United States, sent back from U.S. back to Sicily because she got an eye infection on the boat, and that was no good to come into the United States. Mm-hmm. Yet we're letting all these undocumented children and parents with all these diseases, third world diseases, coming into the United States. My second question was to the CDC and the FDA, why don't we have people at the border checking these children and not allowing the children? Because the children are going directly into our school system, and we're going to have epidemics that we have not had here in this country either at all or in at least 50 years.
Okay, John, let me agree with you and disagree with you on a couple things. Okay, I had brought up yesterday that I do agree that we need to, anybody that's coming into the country, check their vaccination status or their titers. Absolutely, because we are. If we're going to be, you know, opening our borders and allowing people in our school with our kids, et cetera, you know, that measles outbreak that happened near Disneyland, it has been purported that and theorized that there were people from other countries that were there that had brought the disease, and that's why some of our vaccinated Americans ended up getting sick because it was a different strain. But here's the thing. You got to be careful, John, with the term safe. When the government says something is safe and you're like, well, how is it safe if some people have a side effect? Well, see, safe is a very, well, it's a term we use. Like, okay, I'm going to get into the car with my mom. Is it safe? Well, yeah. Getting into the car with my mom is safe. Can I possibly get killed in a car accident? God forbid, yeah. But it's safe. Is a swimming pool, is, you know, letting my kid go into the swimming pool, it's safe. But do kids drown? Yes, they do. So when we use the term safe, it doesn't mean it is 100% risk-free. It just means that you can safely do something. But like you said, nothing is 100% safe. And so there are, I guess, protocols for if there is, God forbid, a side effect to a vaccine, the parents can't come after the doctors. Because if we did, if you did go after the doctors for a side effect with the vaccine, doctors would be like, oh, hell no, you know, I'm not getting involved, have somebody else do it. And the government needs, in order for us to have a robust vaccination system, we need doctors on board. And so as a doctor, I like the fact that I can't get sued, because if I am being required to vaccinate kids, and to help, you know, eradicate polio and eradicate tetanus and do all the stuff we're trying to do, then don't be holding me liable if somebody gets a side effect, because not everything is 100% perfect. So I am for not holding doctors liable. Now, what about the pharmaceutical companies? Well, same thing. A pharmaceutical company won't make a vaccine if they could get sued. So in order to make the system work, there has to be this flexibility. Now, well, what do we do in terms of, well, is the government telling us the truth 100%? Well, nobody ever tells you the truth 100%, except I did. I really just drank my urine. That was true. So, you know, John, I get why you're frustrated. I really do. My whole position on what's been going on with measles and mumps and hepatitis A and all that is I want to know how many of these people that are affected are vaccinated, so we know if we have a worse strain on our hands and we need to boost our vaccines.
Well, I agree what you mean. I'm not in a litigious society where I want these doctors sued. What I have a problem with is when a baby is born and they only have, when a baby's born, they have 9 to 11 ounces of blood in their system. Okay. It's about as pure as it can be. By the second day, they start vaccinating the children. So you're giving a kid hepatitis B shot within 2 days of life. So hepatitis B is basically heroin or intravenous drug users and prostitutes. Why is it mandated to give a child within 2 days of birth a hepatitis B shot?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. With the hepatitis B, it was very interesting. Because my son had some early complications, I asked him to hold off giving the hepatitis B shot to my child at day one, and I said I just wanted to wait because he was really jaundiced and things like that. By the way, it's a killed vaccine, so you aren't going to give your child hepatitis B. But then my kid was in daycare, and apparently after all the vaccines, we just never caught up on the hepatitis B. And then my kid got bit in daycare, and I realized, you know, wait a second. If I'm not caught up, I got to make sure my kid gets his hepatitis B, because it's not just, you know, I was like, my kid's not, I said the same thing. My kid's not going to have sex with a prostitute. He better not. My kid's not going to be doing drugs. However, if another child has hepatitis B, and people are carriers, and he just bit my child, he could have given it to my kid. So my kid got his hepatitis B very early on as it is in his infancy because he was in daycare. And hepatitis, remember, like you had said, is sometimes more prevalent in immigrants. And so if your kid's in daycare and blood gets swapped somehow, or broken skin, your kid's exposed. That's why hepatitis B, and hepatitis B can cause liver cancer. But I know where you're going. People are saying, well, you know, just because we can make a vaccine doesn't mean we have to have one. Well, you know, hepatitis B, I've seen people die from that. I'm a fan of the hepatitis B vaccine.
But before the law was signed, a average child by 5 years old had 3 to 5 shots total, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, since the law was signed, we went from that to the average 5-year-old has between 35 and 50 shots, meaning not individual shots, but there's 3 things inside each shot.
I know. They could be combo shots, but here's the thing. You're not going to convince the government because we don't have kids getting polio anymore. We're not having people die of tetanus.
Hold on. When the government gave polio shots, they physically put cancer in that shot, and they gave the polio shot. And they decided they were going to find out which way the person died first. This is a proven fact. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. They did it the same thing with the Tuskegee experiment. You can't say that because the government did it, it's good. The way we stopped more diseases than anything else was running water and washing our hands.
Plumbing. I hear you, John. John, we're coming up on break. Thank you for your passion and thank you for your recon, you know, talking to CDC and FDA. I hope we'll be able to, you know, find a common ground with this. But thank you for calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, give me the news. I got.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a federal watchdog agency says White House advisor Kellyanne Conway should be removed from government service because she's engaged in political activity while on the job, President Trump phones in to Fox and Friends this morning and says he has no plans of removing her from that position.
I got briefed on it yesterday, and it looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair.
The president also discussing yesterday's attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman after the Pentagon reveals video evidence showing an Iranian Navy boat with personnel removing an unexploded mine from one of those two tankers.
And they didn't want the evidence left behind. I guess they don't know that we have things that we can detect in the dark that work very well.
Again, that's the president on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, it's, yeah, guys, still the whole urine thing, it's still, the taste is still there, so just, I don't do it. Okay, really bad. Really, 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 really bad. All right, so fecal transplants. Fecal transplants were kind of the super procedure. Came out years ago. If you lose your microbiome in your colon, intestines, and you need a reboot because you're suffering from Clostridium difficile or some sort of inflammatory bowel disease, we can transplant somebody else's urine. I'm sorry. Sorry, there's urine here in the office, in the studio. It's like, sorry, I got to get off my mind. You could transplant somebody else's stool or feces or bacteria into you. Unfortunately, now we hear that somebody died. The FDA has issued a safety warning over fecal transplants after one patient died following the procedure, and then another one became severely ill. In a safety alert posted Thursday to its website, the FDA said that the use of fecal microbiota for transplantation, or FMT, carries the potential risk of serious or life-threatening infections. The FDA said the two patients who were immunocompromised developed E. coli infections after receiving fecal transplants from the same donor. So, if it wasn't screened for E. coli, and mind you, it's bacteria from a colon, you can't really extract or sterilize it because you need the bacteria, you could unfortunately give it to somebody who is now at risk for infection. And somebody could say, okay, well, then just don't give it to immunocompromised people. Well, the average person that's suffering from inflammatory bowel disease, right, might be on immunosuppressive drugs. Or the average person that suffers from, you know, these types of issues may already be immunocompromised. So they said that the donor stool and resulting FMT used in these two individuals were not tested for ESBL producing gram-negative organisms prior to use. So there's kind of the good E. coli and the bad E. coli, if I could kind of word it that way. And the bad E. coli is the one that causes hemolytic uremic syndrome. And it's bad. So the E. coli that you and I have in our bodies doesn't really bother us that much. Escherichia coli. But if you got the bad kind, if you get it from somebody else, or you get an infection, or you get you go to a restaurant and the person didn't wash their hands, then unfortunately now you are at risk. Now, part of me is wondering if maybe we do have even some of the bad kind, but it knows not to bother us. It knows we're the mothership, so it leaves us alone. So now I'm just wondering if it's just a different strain, and the body knows if it's foreign and can't protect against it. Now, they're saying that treatment for this FMT has not been approved by the FDA, but there's clinical trials going on. So, according to Fox News, they say it's not clear why the patients have received the fecal transplants. The procedure has been used to treat C. difficile or Clostridium difficile colitis, a complication of antibiotic therapy. In 2013, there was a study that found fecal transplants to be more effective in treating C. diff than oral antibiotics. So the procedure is typically performed through a colonoscopy or by an nasal duodenal tube. Rather than an NG, a nasogastric tube, a nasal duodenal tube, because if you transfer the feces or whatever, or the microbiome, or the bacteria, or even in capsular form to the stomach, stomach's going to eat it all up. But you got to get it into the intestine. So the procedure is usually done that way, according to John Hopkins, Division of Gastroenterology and Hepatology. When the colonoscope is withdrawn from the patient, the donor stool is delivered through the colonoscopy into the colon. Kind of like, bling. So the FDA is urging patients considering fecal transplants to treat C. diff to speak with their healthcare provider about the potential risks associated with the procedure and for donors to answer specific questions. And the FDA is recommending testing of the stool. So, again, this is another example of how we have some really, really cool stuff in medicine. Really, really cool stuff. And some things are just not 100%. Now, hold on one sec. I want to apologize. I have still that taste in my mouth of the urine, so I have to chew some gum. I want to apologize. Okay. Our previous caller, John, had been talking about safety, you know, vaccines. I apologize. I don't want you guys to have to hear the gum, but I got to get this taste out of my mouth. It doesn't matter. You know what? It's psychological. It's really psychological. You know, somebody just asked me about drinking urine. They go, you know, well, what if you need to survive? I mean, there is water to it. I mean, I guess you could drink your urine to survive, but I think it's going to strain the kidneys more because you have a lot of salts and all that. It actually tasted salty, and then it tasted chemically. It was probably the ammonia. So that just taxes the kidneys. So there really isn't a lot of reason to do it, unless you are really about to die and there's absolutely no fluid anywhere. But then again, think about it too. If you're dying of dehydration, your urine is not going to be full of a lot of water to begin with. Your urine is going to be what the kidneys are able to dump with very little water. So as you're trying to survive in a dehydration setting, your urine is not going to be 5 gallons of fluid to begin with. That's why we really don't recommend drinking your urine in a survival situation. You know? Okay, so back to safety. I had made that point with John earlier, and I get, you know, when somebody who is worried about vaccines, you know, doesn't like the quote-unquote cover-up that they believe the government is doing, they bring up, you know, some points that are very easy to debate, but, you know, they bring up some, you know, concerns. Okay, we're all smart. We know that nothing's 100% safe. And if there was a side effect to a vaccine, everybody would completely freak out. I mean, look at what happened with the flu shots. Because we're so open about, you know, the flu shot only being 30% effective 1 year or 45% effective another, and the best year, it's about 65% effective. People take that and run with it and they go, good, I'm not going to inject it into my body. The majority of people still don't get flu shots. Now, as a doctor, say, you know what, still get the flu shot. Because flu kills. But whenever there's news, not putting the shot into a glorified light, you really don't have the country on board to get the shot. So do you think the government or mainstream media wants to advertise, you know, if something went wrong with a vaccine? Remember I told you years ago, 4 people died from the flu shot in Israel. They thought it was from one batch or one lot, right? You didn't really hear much about it after that. Well, that scared the heck out of people. But they didn't make a lot of big news about it because, again, flu, what, we had about 80,000 people die last year of the flu. I forget what the numbers are now. I think we're at 59, 60,000 people who died this year of the flu. So if we're supposed to try to protect the American public and you weigh 4 people dying to thousands, you know, you're going to make a judgment call. And the government makes judgment calls all the time on our behalf. Hopefully they're making good judgment calls when it comes to national security, when it comes to an asteroid coming to our, you know, our Earth. We hope they are making a good judgment, good judgment call. We hope they are. But we're not stupid, okay? I, as a doctor, know that we have the potential to save more lives. It kills me that there may be some figurative casualties in the process. It kills me to do that. But as a doctor, we have to triage. And we don't get to make easy choices. And since overall, I feel vaccines are safe, I'm going to choose those. Just like I think a car is safe. I think swimming in a pool is safe. Yes, bad things can happen, but I would, if I'm going to let my kid get into a car, I'm going to let my kid get into a pool. You know? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the CDC is warning that bats pose rabies risk to humans. Now, I need to show my husband this article because whenever there's a bat that's near the house, I'm like, oh, bat. And it looks cute. You can always tell. See, people are always like, how do you know it's a bat? It's a flying thing. It just doesn't look like a bird. A bird is more graceful. A bat is more rickety, rackety. Rickety, is that it? You know, where the movements are more choppy. And it's not a smooth fly, sort of flight, you know, that you see with the bird. So that's how when something goes by me, I'm like, I think that's a bat. And my husband's like, oh, you know, it's just a bat. I'm like, I don't know, man. Don't they carry disease? Don't they give you rabies? They're not going to bite you. Well, they say contact with infected bats is a leading cause of rabies death in the U.S. That's according to a vital signs report released today by the CDC. CDC officials say bats are responsible for roughly 7 in 10 human rabies deaths in the country. Limited studies suggest only 1% of wild bats actually carry the rabies virus. But because of urban growth, more bats are sharing close quarters with humans. So that increases the chance of exposure. So it's not that all bats carry it. It's just rather than bats being in a bat cave. Remember, Batman was like in some esoteric place. Now we're all in Metropolis. So now we have access. One of my favorite bat songs was Count? Who was the Count on Sesame Street? Was it Count Dracula? I don't think so. But, you know, Batty, Batty, Bat. Anyone sing the Batty, Batty, Bat song and the bats? What's it? They go 1, 2, 3, Count, Batty, Batty, Bat. Anyway, so the Batty, Batty, Bat song. So Sesame Street shouldn't have done that because as a kid, I was like, oh, bats are cute. Look at the Count. Ha, 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 one. Ha, 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 ha. And, you know, I thought that the Count was kind of cool. Now my favorite character, Grover and Cookie Monster were my favorite, and Ernie. But I was like, oh, bats are cute. And my mom would tell me, don't go near a bat. So, they say 2015, bats surpassed raccoons as the animal most responsible. Yeah, don't think a raccoon is a cute little, you know, furry animal that's like, oh, kitsy, kitsy, coo, kitsy, kitsy, coo. They said we've seen since 2015 what prompted us to issue this vital signs report was this increase what we're seeing and that we call mass bat exposures. Mass exposure occurs when 10 more people come in contact with a potentially rabid bat. Now remember, a rabid bat, so remember, rabies is a virus that affects the nervous system. And so what ends up happening is it finds its way to the central part. It chases all nerves lead to the brain. Well, at least the spinal cord too. But anyway, so figures out a way to get up to the spinal cord, up to the brain, and then it starts infecting the brain. So you start kind of getting a little agitated and, you know, like a dog, a rabid dog is pretty angry. Not always. It's more in the later stages of rabies, which means a dog could be like all nice, you know, and at first and then bite you. And you're like, well, the dog's not in a bad mood. Well, they could still do that even with early rabies and then transmit the virus. So a rabid bat could be in a bad mood, grumpy. And if you're doing the batty, batty, bat song, the bat's probably like, I got to shut this girl up. So anyway, human rabies cases have averaged about 30 to 50 a year in the 1940s. Then it went down. Just 1 to 3 a year. Why? Because we have mandatory pet vaccination and leash laws that start to be enacted in the 1950s. So in 1960, infected dogs were no longer the leading cause of human rabies in the U.S. Now, they still pose a threat in developing countries. Like, look at that. Was she American? Somebody went on vacation, and there was a little puppy. And so she decided to take the puppy with her and play with the puppy. And the puppy, like, nipped and napped at her. So, you know, she played with the puppy, and she didn't even think anything of it. Ends up getting sick, dies of rabies. So you got to be very careful. Every time I travel, there's always some animal that comes up to me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, because you miss your animals, and you want to touch them. Don't. Okay? They say contact with rabid dogs while traveling outside the country is the second leading cause of rabies death in the U.S., and a tiny bite or scratch from a bat can transmit the virus. You might not even know that you got bit or scratched. So if you wake up with a bat in the room, the CDC recommends that you just assume you've been exposed. Go to the medical provider so you can get the immunoglobulin. The immunoglobulin will block, hopefully, the virus in its track. A vaccine prevents future infections. Immunoglobulin can help stave off current infections. We call it post-exposure prophylaxis. So you'll get both the rabies immunoglobulin, and then, because we're already injecting you, we're going to give you a rabies vaccine. Because we're going to do everything we can to boost your immune system. And they say, thank God, it's highly effective in preventing disease. But you got to get it early. 55-year-old Gary Giles of Utah died in November because he got rabies from bats. His widow, Juanita, told media outlets that the couple allowed bats to land on their hands and lick their fingers. They didn't realize the animals were infected. They woke up to discover bats walking on their bed. Giles, unfortunately, did not receive rabies treatment until he was hospitalized with severe symptoms. They say 55,000 Americans receive emergency rabies preventative treatment each year. A guy in New Hampshire, by the way, 55,000, you know, rabies vaccines, they're expensive. I mean, that's expensive stuff. 55,000 Americans need it every year. New Hampshire man began treatment after he was bitten by a rabid bat and found his way to an iPad case. A rabid bat got into his iPad case, and iPad cases are kind of small. He said he felt like a bee sting. He's 86-year-old Roy Siverson. This has been reported by Fox News. So bats are small. They know how to get in. And I'm worried about my cats, you know, because my cats just love finding things outside and bringing them in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a little baby infant that just got christened. Unfortunately, the infant is now fighting for her life because mom gave her kisses at the christening, and now the baby has herpes. Oral herpes, cold sore herpes. So a four-week-old baby in the UK, they say, has now been in the hospital for over 2 months. And his mom said that he contracted herpes virus from a kiss at a friend's christening. Ashley White, maybe it's not mom who kissed him, but somebody did. Ashley White of South Yorkshire said she is sharing her son, Noah, so it was a boy, in an effort to warn other parents about the dangers of herpes virus. What I didn't realize is even if you don't have an active cold sore, you still carry the virus in your system and saliva, meaning you can never be too careful. Now, why is this so significant? Well, type 1 herpes, about 85% of the population have it. And when there's a baby, we love kissing our babies. And some of us don't even realize we carry the virus. So we go kissy, 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 kissy. We kiss them on the cheek, kiss on the nose, kiss them on the eye, kiss them on the eyelash. When you have a baby, you love to kiss your baby. But if you end up having type 1 herpes, you can unfortunately cause mayhem. So her son nearly went blind in his right eye after she noticed he had swelling and blistering for a few days. She said that the doctor initially dismissed it as a blocked tear duct. But then she realized that this could be a baby with herpes. So the baby tested positive for HSV-1. The genital herpes is usually HSV-2, even though technically you could get type 1 down there. But he ended up positive for HSV-1. And so even if you don't have a cold sore, you can still shed it. People with genital herpes, even if they don't have an outbreak, can still shed it. So basically infected newborns, like let's say you are pregnant and you have herpes, an infected newborn may not be able to eat, may have skin blisters, make it really sick. So we put them on an antiviral medication for 21 days. Sometimes these newborns will suffer brain damage and death. It's a virus. And the younger you are, the worse the virus is. So, you know, he got christened. Everybody wanted to hold him and kiss him. And tell people not to kiss your baby. Tell everybody to stay back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.